we're up here in
the youth center.
The youth center, playing a gentleman's game of billiards.
Yes, let's set this up.
And lots of news topics and other topics I wish to pick your brain about tonight, Pops. And
that's what I'm
here for. It will encompass the time. Back here on location for the Pops and T show. This is gonna be our last segment. It's called the Power Segment. This is because we're going to talk about two major topics in this segment. Two major topics of events that have happened in my life recently, for some reason.
What's happened in your life, Ryan?
I'll tell you what. This was about 3 days ago. I'm doing the move where it's like I'm helping my best friend's brother and his wife move out of an apartment. Because it's like the end of the month, you know, because we're in December now. It was like November 30th, and they had to be out by the end of the night, all right? And they don't have the new, they have the new house bought, but it's like not all signed for yet, so they still have to wait for a little bit. So they have to have a place to put all their stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, fast forward to us loading up the first round of stuff. We end up having to go to a storage place, throw the stuff in there.
Right.
Now see, my take on storage places, it's a couple of different ways. First off, I think it's ingenious of whoever created the idea to charge people for to keep their stuff at some location in a shed. You know what I'm saying?
It's a never-ending circle.
Who came up with the idea? I want to meet the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's a million dumb ideas that haven't thought of that will make people millions.
That's true. Yeah, it's like they have to charge money to keep the stuff that they have already paid money for.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's
you're
like
paying to hold your own possessions. It's messed up when you think about it.
Yeah, it's like you can't keep the stuff in your house. What you want to have friends over? Okay, see, that's what I think it is. I think people don't want their house to be cluttered because they actually want to have friends over to the house. That's what it must be. I saw the wonderful movie 2012.
Many good.
Yeah. Now a couple of problems. First off, before we even watch the movie, let me explain the problems. When you go see a movie, you always got what are they called? The stub people? Ticket stub people,
yep.
I think? Yeah, yeah. You either got the guy that's somewhat intelligent and then just mumbles something. Like, oh, so you take a left and then you go this way, then do this.
Oh,
so then you can't understand him. Or you got the guy that's clear as day, but you don't understand, like, he doesn't even make any legitimate sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because sometimes if you actually follow this guy's direction, you're headed outside the place. I think that's the key, because then they know that you can't get back inside, because the man has the door handles on just the one side.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, it's scary. Like, I've had to go out of town, and when they're like, why don't you just meet us at this movie theater I've never been to?
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going. The first time I went to Hollywood 20,
uh-huh.
I was like, where am I going? There's too many hallways.
I know.
You get lost. Like,
I know.
I don't need the ticket vendor to be like, all right, here's what you do.
Yeah.
Go down a half a mile. You hook a left.
Yeah.
You take the ladder downstairs. You walk a quarter mile.
Then you take the
U-turn.
Then you take the slide.
Then you take the slide down. Take the escalator up two floors, and it should be the first theater on your left. I don't need that.
Wait, you gotta go with the rope too, though. The rope.
Well, often,
the rope into the pool, and then you gotta swim to the bottom of the pool. Open a latch.
I'm telling you.
And then there's your movie.
It's, what was that?
That'd be a movie theater right there.
It's Fear Factor to get to your movie.
Hmm.
Obstacle course.
Yes.
I think everything would be better with an obstacle course.
Oh, for sure.
Like just
in order to see snakes on a plane, you have to crawl through a thing of snakes.
Ugh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Not gonna see that movie then.
That'd be a dip in profit for that movie, I'll tell you that much. But this has been a wonderful show.
Been fairly productive.
Fairly productive, for once. And I have my the scrambles of a madman on a Tootsie Roll cover.
And oh, see, you're right.
Yeah, and this is why we need a Facebook page, just to take a picture of this, because this is basically the synopsis of the show on a candy wrapper.
That's
you know
sure.
what I'm saying?
Without that, the show doesn't happen. Imagine if we got a jumbo Tootsie Roll.
Ooh.
We could have gone on for hours.
Ooh.
We had a baby one, though.
Yeah, that's true. All right, everybody. Well, take care of yourselves. This has been the Pops and Tea Show on location. Anything else to add?
I think we're good.
All righty.
See
you later, everybody.
Bye.